Mrs. Highlanders, whom I humbly thank for their presence. Mercies. Mr. Gilfillan, California Head Solutions, and ESRI. Please feel free to visit their booths and ask any questions you might have. Since they have shared, strive to have put mapping technology where it is today. Now, I would like to introduce the officers of the Mathis Association. Vice President, Mr. Emilio Solano.
He's here.
Past President, Mr. Randy Willey. Ms. Sue Lingo. Treasurer, Mr. Brad Kiesler. And our Information Officer, Mr. Jim Esquire. And all in all, I would like to introduce the various counties, and as I call the county, please stand. Alameda, Alpine, Amador, Calvers, Contra Costa, El Dorado, Fresno, Imperial, Kern,
okay, here. Present.
Lake, Los Angeles.
Here.
Okay, Madeira.
Right here.
Assert. Mono. Napa. Nevada. Orange.
Here.
Pleasant, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Benito, San Diego, San Joaquin, San Luis Obispo, San Mateo, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, Sierra, Siskiyou, Solana, Sonoma.
Which we were talking.
Yes, that's a loss. Sasha? Yuba? And the host, Sacramento County. We have Shamin Yun, Sumar Prasad, Suraj Ram, and Gary Swan, Ellen Tubbs at the door. With that now, I introduce Mr. Ken Speaker, the assessor of Sacramento County, to say a few words.
Thank you, Nia, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to Sacramento. You know, you're in a great spot. There's a great time of year to be in Sacramento. And from here, if you're downtown, there's some great restaurants. If you head to Arden Way and to Arden Fair Shopping Mall, there's some great food there and great shopping. So you're in a wonderful area, really close to a lot of different things here in town. So in the evening, you can go out and enjoy yourselves. You have great representation. I think you guys have better representation for all the counties here today than we do at our assessors conference. I'd like to, first off, thank Anita for being your president this year and donating her time and putting together this conference. And I'd also like to recognize my staff that are here, and they just announced them, but I'd like them to stand up when I call their names. You know, they would get a lot of recognition sometimes throughout the year, but you know, it's great that they've helped put on this conference and work with Anita on it. Samar, would you please stand up? Samar Prasad, Serge Brown, Paris Galloy, and Ellen Tubbs at the door. And then we also have a new senior GIS analyst, Charmaine Young. Not only on this conference, but you know, throughout the year in our office. You know, the Mapping Association and the mapping departments in each of the assessor's office play such a vital role in what we do. You know, without what you do, number one, you would not be able to identify the parcels that people own. And you're going to be able to visualize what they own. And it really is a very important role that you play. I think it's changing. I mean, for years and years and years, it was pretty much a manual process. And over the last 20 years, it's evolved. And thanks to technology, it's really allowed you to do your work a lot differently. And I know counties are in different positions. I know we haven't really maybe made as much of progress as we'd like to see in automating some of that process. But certainly the tools are there. And when I look at your program, you know, you're exposed and getting information on what tools are out there that you'll better be able to use your knowledge, your time in the office to better get the jobs done in the office, but then also integrate just the not just the mapping side of things, but integrate that with GIS so that you can do more than just identify and visualize those parcels. But now you can help with taking comparable properties in areas and use those with the map so that the appraisers can go out and do their jobs through your use of both GIS and mapping technologies. I think that's a great future that you have. I know that I'm currently president of the Statewide Association, California Assessors Association, and I know that you guys have been working toward certification, and I know that the assessors support you in that effort. I think that with the use of more technology, it will help to further implement that process. I'm hoping that you're looking at what the IAAO does as far as their certification program, and maybe you could model what you're looking at doing as far as certification after what they've done. Because they already have a program put together, at least for the rest of the nation, and if in California, maybe you can model a program after that, then I think it might be worthwhile for all of our offices and for yourself. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the program, I'm not sure if it's just a media department's program or the other, or if it's your officers, but when I look at the program today and tomorrow, it's a good program. You're really going to be exposed to a lot of good information, and I look forward to having some time during break if you have any questions to me. Certainly I'll be around at least this morning, and like I say, enjoy your conference, enjoy Sacramento, and welcome.
Yeah. Actually, we'd like to wait for the LA County.
for you?
We have enough seats.
Do you want to take a 5 minute break? I'm okay with that.
Is there any expectation of needing, you know, future training, or is this at this point you kind of able to take it on your?
Fresno, and then also with the Fresno City College.
So there's been classes after that also.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Hey, that earned you a hat. Thank you. Now, how many of you have ever used Zillow.com? Website Zillow. Okay. All of you. If I can ask you, what did you do when you got there? What did you look up? You looked up your property, okay? You looked up your house. Now, what kind of training did you have to use Zillow?
Just knew how to use the internet.
That also earns you a hat. 2 days, 2 minutes, you still get a hat. All right. What I'm kind of demonstrating, we're talking about the changing face of GIS. And we're talking about two different kinds of user experiences, two different purposes, two different, entirely different applications. But the GIS system that a lot of you are used to using is something like, an Esri product or an Autodesk product, designed for the types of users that a lot of you are or that a lot of you have in your counties, where you're really the technical people. You're really making use of a lot of technology, a lot of complex features. You're trying to build a system. You're trying to really maintain a system. That requires a lot of training. What a lot of the general public are becoming familiar with in terms of GIS is the same experience that you have. I go to Zillow.com. I go to Google Earth. I go to Realtor.com. Real estate applications, I can do all kinds of analysis. And all I did is I just went there and used it. I didn't go through any training. I didn't have anybody tell me what to do when I got there. I just got there and started clicking on stuff. And that's the user experience that the vast majority of people are starting to have. And when you went to Zillow or you went to Google Earth, you didn't even notice that it was a GIS application, more than likely. But what you did see were you saw parcel boundaries, you saw markers show up to indicate where properties are. You typed in an address, and it took you straight to the property. Maybe it took you to the Eiffel Tower or something else. And you went to anywhere in the world, and you just looked up property, and you saw valuations, and you ran some analysis, and didn't even think about where it was coming from. That is the kind of application that I want to show you this morning, is the application that it begins to take some of the things that you've worked with in GIS and some of the things you're used to seeing in products like Zillow, and yet built into it, we have put your data, your role data, your property characteristics, and built an application that you can use in-house, but that gives you the same simple user experience. This product was initially built like all the other products my company builds, and that's for the general public. It's designed for realtors to use. They're not going to go to a two-day class. It's designed for surveyors and engineers. It's designed for people in the mortgage industry. It's designed for anybody out there who needs to have access to your data but wants to see it in a Zillow or Google or whatever type of simple environment. By the same token, though, if you're not familiar with who our company is, we contract with assessors to acquire the data and maps that you have. We go out and market it, but then we return to your offices a revenue share, but also you get free access to any of the products we develop. And ParcelQuest is one of those. And today I'll be showing you ParcelQuest Navigator, which is the new version of it that has all of those GIS and Google Earth type features in it. That is a product that's freely available to you to the extent that you and the mapping department can use it. That's fantastic. We have already, just in the last 2 months, we launched this thing in June. I presented it to the assessors conference in Squaw Valley a couple of months ago. Just since that conference, we've handed out over 250 logins to assessors' offices throughout the state. We expect there will be about 1,000 assessor users by the end of the year, especially once San Diego and LA start feeding us users. We've already given them a few logins to test, and once they decide what staff they want to give it to, I expect several hundred will begin to use it. So let me walk through a demonstration of ParcelQuest Navigator, show you how this thing works. Going to walk through first just some generic functionality, and then I'll show you some specifics and how some of the staff in your office, your appraisers or others will begin to use this. You notice that when I first log into the system, there are two sections, two main sections to the screen. You first come into just a search screen, where you can type in an address, a name, a parcel number. We'll do some more complicated things in a minute, like, say, find me everything that sold in the last 3 months with 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. But you'll see two sections. One section at the top says, get me close. The other one says, find my parcels. By combining Microsoft's Virtual Earth, which is the competitor to Google Earth, we're able to take advantage of Microsoft's database, and we can combine the power of that database along with your own. So I can come in and search for things like cross streets. I can put in a full address. I can put in a point of interest, like I could type in Disneyland, and it would fly me to Disneyland and show me where that is. But let me just put in an address here. Okay. Rue Grand Valley and Rue Fontaine. Sounds like it's in Paris, but it's in Newport Beach, California. Just put two cross streets. Then I'll just start the search. It goes to the virtual Earth map, zooms in, puts a point right where that cross street is. Let's zoom in a bit. Find ourselves in the middle of a golf course. Look where that arrow is pointing, and if I just click on that map, now we begin to see a little bit of the GIS functionality. All of a sudden, the parcel boundary turns on with a magnifying glass in the middle of it, and if I hover over the magnifying glass, I get the parcel number, the owner's name, and the situs address. This happens to be Webster Hillary's property. He's the assessor in Orange County. We can turn on the aerial photo, and we begin to see what a sweet gig it is to be the assessor in Orange County. Yes, this is the property I showed at the assessor's conference.
He's the king of privacy.
Yeah. I enjoy showing his property at the assessor's conference with him watching it. You got a good laugh as well as the other assessor. Didn't you all laugh? Okay. I can also click on the neighbor's property and begin to pull up the boundaries for those parcels. Now I'm going to turn off the aerial for a moment, go back to the road layer, just so you can see how the shapes begin to appear. Now you notice as I click on those properties, it begins to build a list of all the owner names and addresses down at the bottom of the screen. I'm going to create a report just by clicking on things. Now, remember I said I could see the parcel number, name, and address. You can also, by clicking on the parcel number, get a property detail that'll show you more information on the property. Same property detail you're used to seeing in the Parcel Quest program if you've been using a regular Parcel Quest, but you can also link to the assessor's parcel map in here. You can zoom in, of course, we'd be able to zoom in on Webster's property on this map and see the dimensions. If you've not used this utility before, this is pretty interesting because you can actually measure properties by tracing around the parcel and do calculations. Now, those of you who are heavy GIS users and using your entry products, a lot of the stuff I'm showing you here, you go, oh, well, I've got that in my GIS system. The neat thing is you're no longer in one of those heavy-duty GIS products. Again, you're now looking at just a garden variety, 2 minutes to figure it out kind of product. I could do mailing labels from here. I could run reports. This is not all that interesting, but I'll show you just mailing labels real quick. I've only got three properties selected, but it'll immediately show me a set of labels with three properties on it. Just like a GIS system, this is based on layers of data. You've got the road layer, you've got the aerial photo layer, you've got the parcel boundary layer, you've got data layers. I'll show you some raster layers that we can turn on, like the topography, fire hazard layers. We can add other layers to this. We've already got a contract with the Mendocino Coastal Association of Realtors, and specifically for their contract, we're going to add in a coastal commission layer so that they can turn that on and tell if they're working with a property that's in or outside of the jurisdiction of the coastal commission. Now, let's do something a little more everyday useful than just looking at a single property. the search screen. And remember, at first it didn't get me close, and what you saw was that little arrow up here that's just Microsoft saying, based on the address you gave me or based on the cross streets, here's where I think the property roughly is. In this case, we landed dead on it. Let's do another search. I'm going to go into viewpoint. I'm going to use our Find My Parcel section. Now I'm actually going to search the assessor's data in Butte County, find the exact parcels I'm interested in, and Navigator will come back and show me those exact parcels. Start. Look in the city of Chico. And this is something more like an appraiser would do on a find comparable sales. City of Chico. Let's see, I don't need the assessment section for this search. Sales, I want everything just in the month of October. 2008, October 1st through 2008, October 16th. Just the last couple of weeks. I also want properties. I have 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. And 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. Comes back, searches that criteria, says I got 15 properties and I want it to show me those. It'll take us back to that virtual earth map. Starts out at the state level, figures out where those properties are, and zooms you in right to where those properties are. You'll see, since we're zoomed out so far, the parcel boundaries themselves are on. Those are those little blue dots, and they would show clear if we zoom in a little bit. I accidentally clicked on the map. And we've got a list of the data down here at the bottom. And you see we've got these check boxes over here. I think this is this property, but I can turn properties on and off just by clicking the checkbox. I can also turn properties on and off if I was to zoom into the parcel shapes and decide, okay, this is one I don't want. I can click on the parcel shape itself. Just like when we were looking at Webster's property in Orange County, I clicked on the neighbors and got parcel boundaries to turn on. You can click on the parcel boundary again and it'll turn back off and it'll take it out of this list. So I got my initial set of comps here. Now I can go through them individually and decide which ones I really want to keep and which ones I really want to get rid of. Just turn off 2 or 3. Now I can go run a report, run what we call our short report, and it'll give me a 5-on-a-page report that shows those properties. One thing of interest here in Butte County is, let me back up a page. Look at this third property down. You'll notice the recording date here is from October 13th. We're looking at sales that occurred 3 days ago, and it's still coming up on the comparable sales report. The reason for that is Butte County does something unique. We do this in a couple of different counties. In Butte County, they actually give us a daily feed of the grantor grantee index from the recorder's office, in addition to a daily feed of the assessor's roll data. Now, today we get daily feeds from about 29 assessors, where we get the roll data, sales characteristics every day. In Butte County, we also get that recorder index. We merge those two together based on matching up the parcel number and owner's name that's in the index to the parcel number and owner name that's on the roll, so that we can make sure we're attaching the right transactions to the right properties. And now, in addition to seeing the sales that have already been processed by the assessor's office, you can see a few of the transactions that are coming down the pike that have yet to be processed fully by the assessor's office. So now you can at least include those in your comps if you're interested in doing it. But we can get transfers. If I had a transfer that occurred yesterday and got put into the index last night, I would see it here as well, because everything gets processed the very night we receive it. Shows up on our website the next day. Try something a little different yet. Remember, initially we started from that D
data screen and I had to type in an address or I had to key in something I knew about the property. Well, let's say I don't know anything about the property other than where it sits. I don't have to start with a data search. I can start with a graphic search and I can begin to just zoom in on California. In this case, I want to go to San Jose or Santa Clara area. I can just start from the map, begin to zoom in on the area that I want to see. Parcels. Grab a parcel here. Just like in your GIS system, if you're used to doing one, you can do a buffer search that says find me all the properties within 100 feet or within 200 feet of a parcel. But I can also select multiple parcels and do the same thing. Let me grab this. I'm going to zoom in just a little farther. I can do a buffer search. In this case, my subject is going to be parcels. I'll show you a polygon in a minute. And you can choose feet, meters, or miles. In this case, I'm going to do feet. I'm going to do 100 feet. Run the buffer search, and you'll see that it pulled all the parcels back that are within 100 feet of either one of those two target parcels. Keep clicking on other parcels with this funky mouse on my laptop. So you had your subject parcels in the middle. You'll see the blue areas around that show where the 100-foot buffer is, and you'll see that every parcel that either was entirely inside the buffer or came anywhere, even one pixel, within that 100 feet got selected. And it started to build me a list down at the bottom. Now I'm going to run this again because it's like... Since I clicked on something accidentally, it gave me something. I dropped out something I wanted to show you. Okay. First of all, you can see the subject parcels are still in green, and you can see it's distinguished at the bottom in the list which two parcels were the subjects, or the targets of my search, and which properties were just those found in the list, found it within that buffer. And now again, I can run a report. I can do labels if I need to notify the people within that buffer. Within 2 minutes, I essentially run a search that in the past took people forever. They want to do a notification because they're getting a liquor license or they're opening a restaurant or they're doing some kind of work on their property. Maybe they want to do a timber harvest in a large area, and they got to notify people. Well, now they can identify all the people within just a couple minutes that are within their notification area, print a set of labels, export data out. If they want to export the names and addresses, do a mail merge into a letter, and they're done within just a couple of minutes. Well, maybe I want to do something just slightly different. Clear everything off. Let's say I want to identify everybody within a city block or within a subdivision, everybody that's within a custom boundary. I can come in here and draw a polygon. And just by drawing this polygon, I'm going to click on all the points that make up the boundary of my polygon. I'm going to grab everybody in the city block. When I'm done, I'm just going to right-click to close the polygon. And then I'm going to do a buffer search, and this time it's going to choose polygon as my subject, so it knows I'm doing a custom polygon as opposed to just trying to find everything around a parcel. I'm going to run the buffer, but I'm going to tell it I want a buffer distance of 0. I want everything within this buffer and nothing outside of it. And so now it's found all the properties within that city block, and I can toggle off those red magnifying glass icons if I want. And now I can do a print, and I've got those properties. I've got that list of properties beneath it. I can look at the parcel map. I can look at all the property details in there. I can turn parcels on and off, and I can really strip it down to a custom set of properties again. Now, one of the nice things about this product now is in the past, we were restricted to showing just assessor data. Our product was meant to be assessor data. We had built our company around providing assessor data. We market ourselves to our customers as being county direct data. They trust us to provide that. And we have never wanted to intermix other data with that. Well, Navigator now gives us a way to still put out the assessor data and keep it isolated where you always know when you're looking at assessor data. But we can pull in data from outside as well. We can pull in data from other departments, pull in data from other government agencies. We can even show custom things. Because this is a login application, you have to log in as we know who you are when you come in. We can put something in special that only you can see. We can turn on data layers that only you get to see. If you want to feed us a data layer out of your own GIS system, we could put that in here, and then you could turn that layer on and off as you want. We can build things like TRA boundary layers, which we're actually in the process of doing for PG&E and a couple other customers. Let me go back to our main search, and let me look at one other section of this data stream. Down at the bottom, we have a geography section. Well, now I can search by something in the public land survey system. We can search by section, township, and range. I can search by latitude and longitude, and shortly we will be adding the ability to search by state plane coordinate. So let me do a search by section, township, and range. I want to choose the Mount Diablo meridian. I want range 12 east. Township 30 south. Section 25. Having done that search, it knows I'm not necessarily looking for parcels, I'm looking for a section boundary. So it pulls up the section boundary. It doesn't just show me all the parcels. So now we're seeing, you can see we're just outside of San Luis Obispo, turned on that section boundary. Now I can do a shift click. And I can turn on other section boundaries. And you'll see the icon in the middle, instead of being a magnifying glass indicating that it's a parcel, I get this other little thumbtack button, push pin, that tells me, that brings up the information telling me what range, township, and section I'm looking at. You notice I have another link here to BLM maps. If I click on that, it takes me completely outside the Navigator system and launches me off to another website entirely. This is coming from the Bureau of Land Management. I've linked up to their site where they have all their BLM maps. I can now view those. I've now been able to link to something that I didn't have to host even. So if there are other government agencies or you've got something, as long as it's stored on a server somewhere and it's publicly visible and it's stored in a fashion that Virtual Earth understands, we can use Virtual Earth as a conduit to go get to it. And that's what we've done with those BLM maps. It was literally just a few minutes of code taking advantage of a function that exists already in Virtual Earth to be able to go out and say, you know, when you go to this section boundary and you pull up this little pop-up, I want to see a link to those BLM maps that's appropriate based on the section types of range that I have. So I was able to link to those maps. Now let me turn on, we've got other layers. Let's see if I get the topography layer. Should be able to see it starting to come in. Depending on the speed of your connection, you'll get it faster or slower. You see the topography begin to turn on. I could turn on the fire hazard layer, which is a layer we pulled in from the California Department of Forestry, showing in their jurisdiction what do they consider the fire hazards to be, high, low, medium. And we can turn up, we can add as many layers as you want to see. We've also built a parcel boundary layer, which means when you first go to the map, you can actually see all of the parcel boundaries, not just the ones that you have to click on. That helps you keep a reference point. I'll show you one more thing. And then we'll be be done with the demonstration. I'm going to show you something that you have never seen any application anywhere do. And I know that because we're the first company to build it, and we're the only company to build it. This is truly a statewide GIS system. We've got parcel boundary layers for all 58 counties. We've synced them up with the roll data that we have. Any parcel in the state here is accessible. Click somewhere in the region, up in Humboldt County, and grab a parcel. That's all I'm going to do here for now. I'm going to zoom back out, and I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to zoom into Folsom and grab my own house. If I can find it. Say I live in this big house right there. Okay. Now I'm going to go see if I can grab something that D'Amelio will recognize. Faster when you're not using the laptop now. Kenneth Mound Hall of Administration. Familiar? Yeah, Emilio's office is there. Okay, and then last one. Have a mouse with a mouse wheel, just point your mouse where you want to zoom in. There we go. Now, zoom back out so you see the state. Now you see four magnifying glasses, one in Eureka, one in Sacramento, one in Los Angeles, and one in Imperial County. Scroll down to the bottom, look at the data here. You've got Humboldt, Imperial, Los Angeles, Sacramento. You've got every single GIS parcel that's been built in California. Most of these maps that you'll see in here, most of the parcel boundaries, we actually maintain ourselves now so that we can keep this standardized set. I've got Denise Tober with me sitting in the back. A lot of you remember her. She is our senior GIS and cadastrals drafting person and has a staff under her that maintains parcel maps for us, base maps, and do a lot of cadastral work, by the way, for county. I can run a report. Now, same kind of short report you saw a minute ago with those four properties on it, and now I've got Eureka, El Centro, Los Angeles, and Folsom on the same page. Show this to some of the appraisers, and the idea is, let's say you've got a property that's rare and you have to appraise it. It's a golf course, it's a mall, it's something else. Either there aren't very many of them in the state, or they don't transfer that often, and you've got to go to other counties to find examples of comps. Well, now you can do it. Now, when you find those comps, you can either use Navigator to find them. You can go into that county, search by that county's use code set, identify the properties you want to find, and now click on them in this map, generate a single report that you can take to either the appeals board or just send out to the property owner and say, hey, here's where the valuation of your property came from. We looked at these properties. And now they can see all the ones that, oh, yeah, okay, you know, that begins to make sense. And so hopefully they will go away after seeing your analysis. This even works for state board applications. When they have properties that PG&E owns or something else, it's a transmission line, it's a cable system, pipelines, something that cross county boundaries, they cannot grab parcels that go across county boundaries. They don't have to work with one county system at a time. The nice thing about this, and the thing that we're promoting amongst the assessor's offices, is we know that there are a lot of people, even within the county, that want your data that you have been in the habit of having to supply data to. You've gone out of your way to give it to them. And there are counties like the building department, planning, whose data you need. You need their building permits. Or from the auditor and tax collector, you need tax payments or something else, because you handle some of the customer service calls from them. We can use Navigator as a means of connecting the different departments together, just like your own GIS system does. And now you've got an interface that won't require them to use, to go through 2 days of training. They won't have to do all the work that you had to do to learn the GIS system. They can take their 2 minutes, learn to use this, pull up the reports that they want, pull up the data that's theirs and see it alongside the data that's yours, and put those things together. At the assessor's conference, we showed an example of pulling in building permit data in Marin County. We showed how we could pull in tax data from Butte County. We had samples from those departments there. On the same page where you see the property detail, we put buttons on the top that said, show me the tax detail, show me the building permits. With the building permits in there, for example, you could go in and say, find me all the building permits that were taken out in the last 3 months or the last month, whatever time frame you want to work in. It then does this display that you see here, shows you those parcels, and now you can print that and go drive to the properties and go analyze what building is going on. One of the neat things that GIS people will appreciate is a soils report that I showed there. We've since taken that out of our data site because we only put it there for the assessor's conference demonstration. Soils report, where we took the USDA soil GIS layer that shows where all the soils appear in the state, all the variations, and it's all color-coded, and they have data behind it that says what the gradient slope is of each of those soil areas. We put it into this system. We didn't make it something that you could turn on and see, because nobody necessarily needs to see that by itself. What we did instead was, when you find your single parcel on here, you say, give me the soils report. It prints out a one-page report that takes that parcel boundary from our system, takes the GIS soil layers it on top, does a cutout, puts that little puzzle piece onto the report and says, okay, here's the square box or whatever that's your parcel. Shows that color code in there, looks like a little tie-dye thing by the time you get done because of all the color-coded soils within that parcel. And down at the bottom, it does the calculation that a GIS system is capable of doing and says, you got out of the 50 acres on that parcel, you got 3 acres of this, you got 2 acres of that, you got 17 acres of this. It's gravel, it's loam, it's sand, it's something else. Tells you, red is this soil, blue is this soil, green is this soil. Shows you the data on what's the slope and gradient. Shows you the irrigation capacity, the non-irrigated capacity. All those things that you need to see, or the appraiser needs to see when you're doing either Williamson Act property or just working with agricultural property. Does that mean I have 10 minutes to go or 10 minutes over time? Okay. So you can print a report like that and have that calculated for you just within literally seconds, instead of taking hours of having to go out and look at what's in the field or go into the GIS system and try to do that math all by yourself. You've got the aerial to look at so you can see what the property looks like. So really able to save a lot of time and frankly put it in an interface that nobody had to learn how to use. Just in closing, what we're going for is a way to dramatically enhance your data and make it usable to just garden variety people. Everyday users, again, we're targeting people who are realtors, people who, they're in some other business. They're not in the business of learning how to use this. They're in the business of doing their job, and they need something to go with it. At the same time, because you are some of our most important users at the county, because you are, let's face it, our data supplier, know, we want to build something that you can use. We want to make ourselves valuable to you. We can take your data and provide it to the other government departments. We can take their data and provide it to you. If you've got somebody who say, wow, I'd really like to have their data available to us, well, one of the things you can do is help us, you know, get to know them and help us build a relationship with them that we have with you so that they'll be comfortable feeding us the data so that we can feed it to you through the Navigator product. What you're seeing is not something that I would say, in a way, it's truly unique because there you see some features that nobody's ever done before. But on the other hand, when we go back and talk about the changing face of GIS, this is the kind of product you're going to see more and more and more out there. People are using Google Earth and Virtual Earth. They're beginning to pull in data elements that they don't have to create, that they don't have to host. They're just using a tool like this to pull in data from elsewhere and put it together and building an application. As we do this, the Assessor's Office, however, will continue to be the backbone of the system because ultimately everybody out there needs parcels. And the reason they need the parcels is because they need a way to connect to the ownership data they have. They don't just want to see the aerial. They don't just want to see the soils. They don't just want to see, you know, tax payments. They want to know who owns it, where is it, because I need to be able to contact that person for some reason. I either need to send them a notification piece of mail. I either want to buy their property or want to sell it or need to know in some for some reason who owns it because it's in my jurisdiction. It's a parcel of interest to me. So as long as you are, you know, the people who maintain that, you're going to be the people who guide products like this. You are going to be the people who supply that base layer of information that everybody else needs to use. Now, this product, again, as I said in the beginning, this is freely available to you. I've got brochures that will tell you a little bit about the product and what we do. I have already contacted assessors. Like every one of you, your assessor has received an email from me, a letter from me saying, if you've got staff that want access to this, just let me know. I'll give you as many free logins as you want. We've got some counties that wanted 2. We've got some that wanted 50. We'll have some that want a couple of 100 of them. You can have as many as you want for anybody who sees it being useful. We've got some counties who literally just want to use this as a customer service tool. And they want people at the front counter to be able to have it so that they don't have to go dig back into their own archives or dig out a sheet of paper to print for somebody. They'll leave a login available even right on the customer service counter so that people can come in, log in, print out their own map, do their own search, because it's an easy interface to use. So be thinking about, you know, how could you use it? What would you want to use it for? What other data would you want to see it? Because we are making customizations for assessors. That is our intent in the coming months. It's a brand new product, but we want to build it to make it as usable for you as possible. So, any questions? You know, what else could I build for you? How would you want to use it? Any questions you want to ask me? We've got 5 minutes left. Yes?
So the public can log on. The public can get their own account and then log on and get access.
Yes, I mean, our customers, you know, they're all subscribers, so they'll pay, you know, for this product, they'll pay $150 a month, and, you know, it's pretty much businesses, obviously, that are going to use it, run all the searches they want for that $150. But, if you have a login in the assessor's office so that you want to put on the customer service counter, each user won't have to have a custom login. You'll have a login, and then they can use to get in. One of the interesting things we are also doing completely aside from this is in Nevada County, we just built free of charge to the assessor kind of a stripped down version of our product, our internet product, so that people can now go to the Nevada County Assessor's Office website and run a search for their property by parcel number or by address and get the parcel map and a snapshot of their data. So that's something else that we created for an assessor's office. So if you're interested, if you've been thinking, well, how can we get our data out on the internet, you know, on the assessor's website, talk to me. We're looking to roll that product out to other counties who are interested in using it. I know a lot of you already have your stuff out there, so you might not need it, but it's an interesting little free tool, actually. Yes?
How would a user report a mistake?
How
would our user report a mistake?
We have customers that that call us that want to report either a real or perceived error in the data. You'd be amazed at how often it turns out to be just a perceived data
And usually it has to do with they don't understand assessor data. And so they think, hey, why is this wrong? And we call you guys and say, oh, well, it's actually correct. We're still showing the old owner because the last document that came through was bogus, and so it got rejected. And the assessor's office has been trying to contact the property owner to get something corrected, and the property owner just hasn't been interested in getting it corrected. So we feed that back to the customers. However, when you do find a genuine error, and you are the most likely ones to find the real errors because you know what's really imaginary, definitely call us. If it's something wrong with our base map, we'll get it fixed. If it's something wrong with data that turns out to be wrong in your system, obviously it'll all go back to you. We like to work very closely with the assessor to try to keep the data as good as it can be, and you're the ones most interested in being correct.
Your 150 feet that you talk about, does that include the ability for them to print the assessor's map in your product, so if they need to, they can?
Yes, you can print as many assessor maps. It's a buffet-style price, so for 150 a month, you can do all the searching you want, you can print all the maps you want. The only thing we limit on here is if you're going to print mailing labels or do an export. We include 1,000 records a month, so 1,000 mailing labels a month, 1,000 records to export, and the export includes just name and address, because usually all they want to do is make a mailing label out of it somewhere else for doing mail merge. If they want to go beyond that, we charge 10 cents a record. Now, for you guys, sky's the limit. There is no charge to the assessor's office. So you can do all the mailings and exports and any features you want.
Do you have a capability of showing the assessor's map pages? Do you import those map pages from the assessor's department or maybe create them when it comes to the
department? Actually, every month, usually every month at a minimum, the assessor's offices are sending us regular updates of your maps. They either come to us electronically or there are sometimes that still send us paper maps that we scan. And then the number and format of everything in here is a 400 DPI TIFF image that we formatted so that we can serve them up. So they're all kind of standardized format. Yeah.
For the other departments, Janus data that we might have to be on the website with, is there a hosting fee for that or is there a storage limit for that?
At this moment, there's no hosting fee or storage limit because we haven't actually done any of that yet. But that is one of the things we are expecting to do. We just launched this, so we're kind of getting our feet wet and seeing what feedback we get on the existing product. But our intention is to be able to pull in other layers. We're also figuring out what new functionality is virtual or what's Microsoft even building into their set. There may be some things we don't have to host, like those BLM maps. We're just able to link out. The extent we can link out, we will. But for certain layers, and there will probably have to be some limitation, because I know some of you have hundreds of layers that you maintain for. Right, you can really do some damage. So. And plus, the more you do that, you find this system begins to get cumbersome if you're having to wade through hundreds of layers.
How do you differentiate the public ownership data against your government
There's a regulation that controls the assessor's office and other county departments, government agencies. You are restricted from putting owner names out on the internet. I, as a private company, there is currently no legislation that restricts that. There have been multiple attempts to restrict it, but ultimately, my competitors and nobody else have enough money to squash that. So I've been given the stop signal. I've got one more question in the back. We'll take it. Yeah.
Public officials and public safety personnel. In
yes.
Those things are always supposed to be private. Is there any? Are you doing anything to keep those things private at all? Or
again, as a private company, I'm not. I don't currently have that restriction. So everything's out there now. I know who all of my users are. They have to pay to have access to my system. And the legislation, even as it's currently written for a county, not only one are you restricted, but there's also even rules that say you can't put it out there with the intent to do harm, things like that. So there are several layers kind of between us and any kind of illegality. Plus, there are companies much larger than me doing this. So, okay, I think I have to cut it off at the moment. So I'll be right. Yeah,
Chris, kind of sort of the same thing. When you give this information so the assessor can now put it on their mail website, Are you then cutting out the main?
Yes. The website we built for Nevada County, you can't search by name, nor will it display names. So we're well familiar with what
and more restrictions. And you do that rather than?
Yeah, we do that. Right. In fact, the way that site works is it's a site that's just hosted on our machines. We just provided Nevada County a link that they put on their site. And somebody clicks on that link, takes them to this special custom version of a product, and it's free, and anybody can get to it. And because of that, because it's coming off the assessor site, yeah, we include all of the restrictions and strip out data. Plus, the assessor didn't necessarily want, you know, Joe homeowner to be able to get the full spectrum of stuff we have here anyway. Tends to lead to more questions than answers.
Any links to assessor's indexes?
Yes, there are assessor index maps. Yes, that's one thing I didn't show, but you can link, just like you link to the parcel map, you can go straight to the index map as well, both the countywide index map as well as the book index maps. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. I do plan on staying around at least through the lunch, so if you have any questions, let me know. Thank you.